From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Russian and Turkish officials have been trying to come up with a ceasefire in the Syrian civil war. The Turkish state Anadolu News Agency, citing an official source, says a ceasefire has already been prepared, but Russian officials would not comment on the report, and rebel groups deny a truce has been agreed on. Officials are trying to expand the current Aleppo ceasefire to cover the whole country. The U.S. Embassy in Ankara issued a strongly worded statement Wednesday denying claims by Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan that the U.S.-led coalition forces have given support to the Islamic State group. Mr. Erdogan Tuesday accused the coalition of not only backing IS, but also backing Kurdish rebel factions operating inside and outside of Turkey. A U.S. official called Mr. Erdogan's comments ludicrous. Former Argentine President Cristina Fernandez has been indicted on charges of directing a corrupt enterprise while attempting to hide millions of dollars in a convent. Fernandez has denied those charges. Search teams in the crash of a Russian aircraft say they have found at least two flight recorders from the wreckage of the Christmas Day crash. The Russian Defense Ministry announced Wednesday that the second black box had been found and analysis of its data has begun. The Defense Ministry also said 15 bodies have been found so far. Actress Debbie Reynolds, the mother of the late Carrie Fisher, has suddenly died. That, according to her son, Debbie Reynolds had earlier been hospitalized. For more on that and other stories, check our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry unveiled broad guidelines Wednesday for an eventual peace agreement between Israel and Palestinians, warning a two-state solution to the conflict is in serious jeopardy.
There are a similar number of Jews and Palestinians living between the Jordan River and the Mediterranean Sea. They have a choice. They can choose to live together in one state, or they can separate into two states. But here is a fundamental reality. If the choice is one state, Israel can either be Jewish or democratic. It cannot be both.
No major new proposals were included in Kerry's hour-long speech at the State Department. Kerry defended the U.S. decision last week to abstain from a United Nations Security Council resolution that condemned Israeli settlements in areas claimed by the Palestinians. The U.S. move to abstain from the vote effectively allowed unanimous passage of the resolution. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Wednesday called Kerry's speech a deep disappointment.
What he did was to spend most of his speech blaming Israel for the lack of peace by passionately condemning a policy of enabling Jews to live in their historic homeland and in their eternal capital, Jerusalem.
In a late-night news conference, Mr. Netanyahu vowed to work with the incoming Trump administration to improve relations in the wake of the fallout over the UN resolution. Meanwhile, the Palestinian president says he is ready to resume peace talks if Israel freezes settlement construction. Here's his spokesman, Saeed Erekat.
The Palestinian leadership stands ready to resume permanent status negotiations on the basis of international law, relevant international legality resolutions, including the recent Security Council resolution 2334-2016.
Saeb Erekat. U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham says Russia did interfere in the recent U.S. presidential election and can expect hard-hitting sanctions. Graham said Wednesday in Latvia that in 2017, the U.S. Congress will investigate Russia's involvement in the November 8th election.
You can expect that the Congress will investigate the Russian involvement in our elections, and I predict there will be bipartisan sanctions coming that will hit Russia hard, particularly Putin as an individual.
Graham said it is, quoting now, time for Russia to understand enough is enough. President-elect Donald Trump announced Wednesday two telecommunications companies are adding thousands of jobs to the U.S. economy. Trump said Sprint is bringing 5,000 jobs back. OneWeb, he says, will create 3,000 U.S. jobs. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.